Welcome to Transformative Meditations, where we seek to adjust the harmony between mind and body. In this session, we will work on gaining a healthy sense of detachment through a series of self-hypnotic affirmations and relaxation exercises. Please remember that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and that if you ever need to bring yourself out of the hypnotic state, you will be able to do so. As always, do not listen to this recording while driving or while operating machinery. Before we begin, find a comfortable place where you can relax and devote your full attention to this practice. Find a position where you are lying down, reclining, or sitting with your back and head fully supported. Turn off the lights if you are able to, and you may close your eyes or you may keep them open with a softened gaze. Take a deep breath in and focus on the sound of this chime, slowly exhaling as you hear it ring out. Sometimes life can become pretty overwhelming. The stresses of situations can compound, leaving you without a feeling of control, which can lead to even more stress. This can cause anxiety, which can lead to panic, or a lack of restful sleep that leads to a myriad of other health issues. Sometimes we cannot control the underlying issues, but we can learn detachment as a coping mechanism to understand that not everything must rest on our shoulders, and that others will do their part to make things work out. A sense of detachment can also help us to understand that it perhaps doesn't even matter if things work out. The worst-case scenario usually isn't so bad, and can lead to many better things which wouldn't have occurred if the intended outcome had happened. Think about one thing that you have been meaning to do. It can be major or minor, trivial or important. Perhaps you have put off doing your dishes or your laundry, and you are worried about it reflecting badly upon you, or that something terrible may happen because it wasn't done on time. But consider that all things are temporary, and consider whether it will be important in a day, a week, a month, a year, a century. Nothing is as urgent as we sometimes convince ourselves, and so many things that we must do are dependent on others. We may also depend on others for help, and understanding that we can be patient with ourselves is a strength, not a weakness. Consider that we are all part of a society, and there are friends and loved ones around us everywhere, even if they aren't ones that we have yet met. As you sit or lie with your body fully relaxed, you feel your joints becoming looser, the tension releasing from them, your arms relaxing by your sides, your legs supported by your bed or chair. Focus on the space around you where you feel the presence of the space itself. It is there with you, encompassing you and keeping you safe. You can imagine the space as being a friend or a companion, looking upon you without judgment or motive. It is wrapped around you, holding your relaxed body, embracing you. This companion wraps around your body, your arms, your legs, surrounding you with its darkness or its light. You can perhaps feel a gentle squeeze as it surrounds your joints, as it surrounds your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers. As you relax more fully and deeply, breathing in and out, you feel the space gently pulling at your arms, separating them at your shoulders, and a feeling of calm relaxation fills your body as whatever discomfort you felt in your shoulders is now subsiding. And you can still feel your arms, but they are relaxed, and you are unable to move them yourself for as long as they are disconnected from you. And for now, as they cannot move, you can relax fully, knowing that holding the weight of the world is impossible, and therefore not your responsibility at this moment. Any of the tension that you felt in your arms and wrists and fingers is going away. You can feel the gentle air currents over your fingers, just as you feel your breath as it goes in and out. But you are unable to move them in response, and they can do nothing but relax, resting against your supportive surface. And all of this is okay. The space continues to surround you, embracing you, wrapping itself now around your legs. And with a gentle pull, they too come off, leaving your body reduced, and you are able to lie there, just breathing and being, relaxing into the void. If you need to adjust your body's position, you are able to do so, but you are otherwise unable to move, and your only responsibility is to relax and feel the comfort of release. You may bring your attention to your chest and belly and feel the space wrapping itself around them, giving you comfort as it listens to you breathe slowly, the air causing your stomach to rise and fall at its own pace. The space looks kindly upon you and wraps itself around you, applying just the gentlest pressure as you exhale and slightly reducing the pressure as you inhale, helping you to breathe more easily. For all the things that you could be doing, right now it is neither your ability nor your responsibility to do so. The world will continue to turn, and life will continue on as it needs to. You are allowed to simply relax and heal and recover from whatever it is that is making life difficult. Eventually, you will be able to pull yourself back together, but until that time occurs, it is okay to simply be. Be kind to yourself and give yourself permission